This is a dictation for Mr. Kaleeb Ward. Kaleeb Ward. Kaleeb Ward, date of birth 5/26/2000. Date of accident 2/13/2022. Date of service 12/2/2022. This is a new patient visit for our this patient who has been referred by a physical therapy, Southfield Physical Therapy. For an evaluation, chief complaint is that patient has severe pain in the lower back and the left hip, left knee and left leg, along with stiffness of the neck and headaches. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that occurred on 2/12/2022 as follows. Patient allegedly was traveling as a front seat passenger in a Ford Focus on 2012 model as a front seat passenger. He was restrained, and the patient had another driver who had a fracture of the wrist and fracture of the foot. The accident occurred on Plymouth and near Hubble Street. This is how the accident happened. They were traveling eastbound on Plymouth Street, going straight, and the other car was coming west on Plymouth. It was trying to go south and trying to make a left turn to the Hubble. It caused a front collision on the left side. No death occurred in this patient, in this accident. The car was completely total, and the car was hit with a pickup truck. Approximate speed of their car was 25 to 35 miles. The speed of the other car was 35-40. The airbags were deployed. There was a loss of consciousness for a few minutes, and it was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient was taken to the hospital by ambulance. The patient reported their car was going the red light when they were hit by the other car, but he didn't remember the damage to the car or getting hurt. He remembered that he ended in the hospital and where he got conscious. He was taken to Beaumont Hospital, Dearborn, where he remained for 6 days. He suffered from various fractures. His left femur, open reduction, internal fixation was done. And the X-ray are there for femur shift that was operated on him. History of presenting illness, patient reports of the following. History, he suffered from severe headaches which are present in the front in the back of the head. The headaches are present front and back and are reported to be severe and 5 to 7 on 11 to 10, once or twice a week, moderate to severe, constant, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. The symptoms of TBI that the patient reports are as follows: dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, but he never fell and went to the hospital because of that, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disoriented, confused, lack of focus, lack of concentration. He reported that he at least passed out for 2 hours during the accident. However, patient does not have the following symptom. He does not report any incontinence of the urine bowel. He does not have sleepwalking, seizures, nausea, vomiting, erectile dysfunction, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. The patient also does not have any subtle anesthesia, incontinence by urine bowel, or weakness, lightheadedness. The patient reports of some tingling in the neck and the lower back and left leg. And sleep disturbance, he reports anxiety, depression, and panic, along with difficulty walking. History of pain, patient reports moderately severe pain in the neck around 5, and lower back pain is 7. He also reports a pain in the left hip and left knee. The pain in the neck is not radiating to the upper extremities or fingers, and the lower back pain is radiating to the front of the leg, and L3-4 nerve distribution involving all the 5 toes. At this time, he report that he has pain in the shoulder, they are okay, and he can walk up to a mile. He can sit and stand for 10 to 15 minutes. As reported earlier, he had a fracture of the left femur that was operated at Beaumont Hospital. All of these pains are reported to be present several times a week, constantly. They are throbbing, sharp, tender, tiring, exhausting, 4 to 8, and sometimes 9. The ADLs are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modify factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, walking, and improved by sitting, lying down, and medication. The patient report that there is associated muscle weakness, numbness, tingling of the left leg, and he has lost balance because of that. He still reports ongoing pain in the left thigh, despite the year has passed when the surgery was done. He has had x-rays and MRIs. He never had any other surgery or any other injection to the spine, and so far he has been treated with physical therapy, massage, and medications. The system review reveals in respiratory disease positive history of asthma, and surgery, there is a left femur rod installation, intramedullary nails. Allergies, none. And family history is positive for the following. Mother is alive, and she suffers from high blood pressure, fibromyalgia, thyroid disease. Father is deceased. He was, murdered. The siblings are alive, 6 brothers, they're all okay. Relationship status, patient is single, and he lives with his mom. He has no children. Employment status, patient is unemployed currently due to the pain since the accident. However, he used to be working at a plant work in Chrysler, a line worker, and is usually lifting 70 pounds. Disability, none. Legal history, patient had Padilla Law Group as an attorney. Personal history, patient does drink alcohol. He uses weed 2 or 3 times a week, and he has never abused any recreational drugs. The ADS that are reported affected are effort, general activity, mood, sleep, enjoyment of life, ability to concentrate, relationship with other people are affected on a scale of 1 to 10. In addition, patient reports the following areas being affected, which is walking, standing, running, writing, dialing a phone, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, and vacuuming, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Eating, feeding, personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing are affected, 6. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 146 over 90, pulse is 95, pulse is 99. Height is 6'7", and weight is 140. This is a 22-year-old African-American young man of average build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and cautious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polynechia, and does not appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. He exhibits a good attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well, and is mobile independent without using any adaptive device. The rest of the exam will be from the template. along with musculature examination that is normal, neurological examination is normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. Inspection, palpation from the temples. Tenderness, no spine tenderness is noticed. And paravertebral muscle spasm, no spasm is noticed. No hypertonicity. Range of motion, cervical spine is normal. With the forward flexion is 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 25, hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify reproducible pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative. The Lerner test was positive, the distraction test was positive, Sotohal test is negative. In thoracic spine, Bruce test is negative, Slump test negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test is negative, Bregar test, Kemp test was positive, Babinski sign is negative. In sacroiliac joint, the right sacroiliac joint was slightly tender. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction test were negative. The right-sided fit test and Gonsalan test are positive. Tendon work sign is negative. The extremities examination, obviously there is a two scar at the upper part of the left leg and near the hip area, and scar one in the knee area for the insertion of the intramedullary nail. Other than that, the leg is healing well, and no deficits are noticed. The knee examination is also normal. Hip examination is also normal. patient reports some numbness and tingling in the front of the right leg, affecting the toes. Treatment-wise, patient has had medical treatment, Dr. Bachu, and some physical therapy, massage, and medications only. No injection treatment has been done and no surgery has been done. In the system review, patient reports of asthma. No other medical problems are reported except in psychiatric depression and anxiety is reported. Past surgical history? In the diagnosis are as follows. V at 9.2 XXT, R26.89, Z79.891. CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, F06.301A, F43.20. Nerve, M79.2. Muscles, M60.9, M79.1, M62.838. Ligaments, M54.0. Lower extremities. And left leg, M79.605, the fracture of femur and intramedullary nail placement. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA. In the thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, M54.16, S33.5, XXA. In the sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5, XXA. Plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan follows. First is physical therapy that has been ordered to continue the neck and the lower back, the left sacroiliac joint, the right sacroiliac joint. And for the right hip and right knee. My apologies. For the left hip and left knee and left leg. With traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise plan. Disability is ordered, work disability, household replacement and transportation and case management. Medications that are being provided are as follows. Patient has been given Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Ultram, Tramadol, 550 mg for pain relief, PRN, Wellbutrin XL for depression relief, 150 mg XL, Neurontin, 600 mg twice a day for headaches and TBI healing, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hours PRN for headache relief. Non-pharmacological modalities are yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Full psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We have been provided an X-ray report for the fracture of the femur for the left side. MRI for the brain shows brain volumetric analysis shows a early atrophy in thalamus on the right side, bilateral putamen, bilateral nucleus accumbens, ACCUMBENS, left caudate, CAUDATE nucleus, right posterior cingulate, the CINGULATE, GYRUS, then right superior parietal lobe, left lateral occipital lobe, right amygdala, AMYGDALA, and the left hippocampus, leading to finding of TBI possibly. In the cervical spine MRI, the patient has a posterior and right foramina protrusion type disc herniation indenting the ventricular sac and causing right neural foramina stenosis. Interventional pain procedures recommended are cervical epidural injections and sacroiliac joint injections, time 2 for diagnostic and therapeutic reasons. Surgical options, none are being considered. Referred to neuropsych, yes, patient is being referred to a neuropsych evaluation. If found positive, further diagnosis will be carried out and a referral to neurologist will be ordered. Provision of attended care cases is not warranted. Medical records have been ordered, released. Investigations, no new investigation has been ordered right now. The DMEs patient has already been provided with a tense unit, back brace, walker, cane. Education, yes. And for visiting 1 month, direct contact, yes. Thank you.